Yo, greetings everybody. This is Emmy and the Art Next Podcast. We're on episode 140, so we're getting closer to 150. So with that said, much love to all my good returning listeners, man. Thanks for the love online. It's much appreciated. You know, like episodes ago, we hit 500 hours viewing time. So I'm still chuffed about that. So also, guys, remember, man, like I'm working with Mustafa Junadu on Global Sports. Check that out on his channel, and like also Political Animals. In fact, we got some really dope ass guests lined up coming up real soon. So there's cool stuff to report on that channel. So check them out on YouTube. Also, I have a playlist on my channel as well. Okay, with that said, I've got a really cool guest today. I'm talking to Sonia Jackson Miles. Who's the CEO of the Sister Accord Foundation. They did a gig like on the 20th of April up in Houghton. So we're gonna talk everything about that. So first and foremost, my sister, firstly, welcome. Thank you for blessing us with your presence on the Artex Podcast. Good morning, how are you?
Oh, my dear brother, thank you for having me. I am so honored to be with you.
Thank you so much. It's a nice lovely morning in South Africa, so I hope whatever. You said you were doing a talk at UJ earlier on, so you said you were fired up and everything.
Yes. Man, okay, well, it was so beautiful, such a beautiful campus. It was such a beautiful campus, and all the students were so engaged, and I already had feedback from folks saying that I spoke life into them. And that's what I do. That's what I was created to do. And so having this opportunity to be with you today is so special to me.
Thank you. Much love. Man, let's dive straight into it, man. Tell us a little bit about the Sister Accord Foundation. So how did it get set up? I know it's got three pillars. So explain to us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the gig on the 20th. That happened on the 20th.
Yes. So the Sister Accord is my mission to have a billion girls and women learn how to love themselves and each other. And the reason why it came to be, because everyone always says, now, how did you come to do the work that you're doing today? I had a mentee from every continent, with the exception of Antarctica, when I was in corporate America. Worked for Ford Motor Company, the Gillette Company, and Procter & Gamble. Sure. In all of these amazing companies, all of them, I had differences. And I saw, and I was paying attention to the differences between what my male mentees were coming and asking me for help with versus my female mentees. And the male mentees were focused on business priorities. Sonia, I got this new idea. I need you to help me flesh it out. My female mentees were often struggling with their relationships with other women.
Yeah, man.
And I kept thinking to myself, what is going on here? And what is the root cause of it? And what is the solution? And I literally had a dream and saw the Sister Accord in my dream. And saw my first book, like it was on the shelf. Saw the shape of it, the colors, everything. And I decided to leave my corporate role, my executive role at Procter & Gamble 10 years ago to start the Sister Accord Foundation. But that's how it came to life.
Fantastic, man. That's actually a bold move to leave such a major
corporate
job. Oh,
tell me.
So tell us a little bit about that, man. I'm sure it wasn't an overnight thing either.
And as I shared with the students this morning, when I became clear that this was a calling for me, I became fearful. I was afraid of that. I'm like, whoa, quit my job? Like, wait a minute. And I'm the breadwinner? Like, how are we going to eat? How are we going to live, right? Yeah. And I always say I had to go from being fearful to faithful. Because when you are operating in your gifts and your talents and the things that were planted inside of you as you were formed in your mother's womb, you're going to be good. You're going to drive success. because it is how you were created. It's everything in you that's fighting to come out. And I always say, your spirit and soul longs to do what it was created to do. So when you operate in it, that's where the vision comes. That's where the ingenuity comes. And once I really embraced my gifts and acknowledged them, and then spent time thinking about how to connect the dots to bring things to life, that's where another level of success happened for me. And that's what I want to encourage your listeners to think about as well.
That's actually, as I said, that's a pretty bold move, you know, like here in South Africa, just to give you some perspective, you know, given our economy is what it is, for somebody to leave a cushy job and then do something you're doing is a pretty risky gig up in here. So yeah, I say like it's a, like I applaud for I applaud you for what you've done. It's pretty cool. It's pretty bold. something that also stuck out, man, about your write-up is those three pillars. You know, what is the foundation accord is built on. So explain to us a little bit about that, how you're implementing them, you know, what they're about, and so forth.
Thank you. So yes, we have three pillars, areas of focus, and they're global. Because I always say that I tapped into a humanity insight when I began to study and research what was going on and how girls are socialized versus boys. And okay. So education is so huge. It was a big part of my life. My mother was a huge education advocate. God rest her soul. She's in heaven now, passed away in 2019. So now we have a scholarship named in her memory. And it's the Nella D. Jackson Memorial Scholarship. And so educating girls and women is a big part of what we do. Education saves lives. Education changes lives. And so helping girls and women understand what's important to them as it relates to education. And then we can't just talk about it. We're actually giving the scholarships. So over these 10 years, we've given over $100,000 in scholarships, enlightening girls and women of the power of sisterhood. So we come together like we did on April 20th at the Sanctuary Mandela. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was so incredible. We honored and gave the Sister Accord Leadership Award to, I just love this woman, Mrs. Sophia Williams DeBrain. One of your heroes here.
Shiro's
here in South Africa. And so she came and spoke and accepted the award. So those kinds of beautiful, engaging events is part of that enlightenment. And then eradicating bullying and violence against girls and women. It's a big part of the work that we do. And that's why boys and men are a part of the Sister Accord, because if we're going to eradicate this and we're going to give people, bring people together on one accord and give them different ways of engaging with each other when we have conflict versus going to violence, imagine what will happen within our families. Imagine what will happen in our communities. But everyone has to engage in what I call heart work. And heart work is the hard way. You have to be able to sit and say, this is not how I am going to live my life anymore. And you have to own your stuff and be accountable for your stuff, because we all have stuff. But when I found that when I was able to focus on these things as I worked in corporate America and then as I launched my businesses, I saw transformations in people that they didn't even expect. And so that's why this work is really about leadership development. How do we want to live our lives? How do we bring our dreams to life? And how do we commit to doing the work that's necessary emotionally, mentally, and physically to get there?
Okay. So there's actually two questions I want to ask. Just to take a step back with your, when you're talking about education and the artist. So how does the average sister, how does an African sister in South Africa. He has this Wants to Be Part of Your Foundation, especially the educational program. How does a sister like that contact you? How does the system work? How does the processes work?
So today, you have to attend one of our events in order to be eligible to apply, because it's very important for you to understand what our organization is all about and not just get money from it, right? So when we bring you into the fold via our events, then we open up the application for scholarships. So that's one. Okay. If they just want additional information about what we're doing and to reach out to me, it's through the sisteraccordfoundation.org. And they can send messages to me. And people have been sending messages and just giving me so much love.
Is there like a specific like criteria that you guys are looking at when you're going to give the scholarships to?
Yeah, so with scholarships, it has to be you are going to an accredited college or university. And you have to have a 3.0 GPA or equivalent if they measure differently. So you have to be on your game. We are serious about investing in people who are serious about investing in themselves. We're just here to support, but you got to bring it. That is a very important aspect of what we do, because I'm going to hold you accountable. Because we don't have time to waste. We simply cannot waste any more time. And so being about your business and figuring out, and you might pivot, right? So we don't always know what we want to do. I thought I was going to be an engineer at first, right? So we can pivot, we can change, our minds. We can say, I thought this is what I wanted. That's okay. But we got to always maintain a standard of excellence. Sure. And that's what I coach for all my mentees and business leaders.
All right. Another question on the one of those three pillars. The thing about bullying. I know cyberbullying is a real thing. I think from my understanding, it affects the generation younger than me more than my generation. But that doesn't mean it's any. And I know it's a complex thing because, you know, people are on the devices constantly. So just give us like an overview, like what do you guys do in terms of that?
So I launched a platform, one of my newer platforms called Leaders Who Put the Human in Humanity. And I bring leaders and people who are out here who have compassion about the things that we need to focus on to help everyone figure out what winning looks like. So the Sister Accord Africa platform is called the Winner Circle. We can all win. If you don't operate from a place of scarcity and you operate from a place of abundance, you start to see people differently and you're like, okay, how are we going to do this thing together? Sure. And so what was important for me was to find people, like-minded people, who are committed to talking about bullying online, social media. What are the things? Because social media can be used for good. Some of the most amazing people in my life.
I agree fully.
Met via social media, right? So we don't want to just trash the whole thing.
Yeah.
There has to be some standards of excellence, and there has to be some standards of respect and humanity. And that's what we do around bullying. We do a lot around teen dating violence. We have webinars and ways that we talk about these things. How do you identify red flags in a personal relationship, in a friendship, right? Sometimes our friends can be toxic, right? So we want people to pay attention to these red flags. Don't ignore them. So that you can make sure that you protect your peace. How do you live life with a level of joy? Because happiness is fleeting, it's circumstantial. What I ask my mentees to do is focus on joy, because joy can happen and occur in the midst of chaos, literally, in the midst of challenges. So finding those moments of joy and making sure that you are protecting your peace and the space around you. Who are you allowing to take up residency in your life is a big part of how we talk about recognizing the signs of potential abuse. But then when you find yourself in situations, we partner with organizations so that they can help people when they unfortunately have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, I was actually gonna, that's gonna be my follow-up question. So what happens if they are, a victim of bullying? So you say you sort of like refer them to other organizations that you're associated with, right?
That's right. Right. So we have, and I have, as part of the work that we do, a number of psychologists and psychiatrists and people who can help with specific things that people need. So as I said, when I first started the Sister Accord, what was important for me was that it was a holistic approach.
Yeah, man.
Emotional health, mental health, and physical health and well-being. Because in so many instances, organizations will focus on one thing. And I just felt that if we were going to truly make a difference, we can't ignore mental health and what's happening in our world today and all these images and things that people are seeing that impact that and that emotional health and well-being and helping people understand how to eat properly, how to take care of your body. That's a big part of what we do. And so to make sure that we are giving people the resources that they need and connecting them with other like-minded people, I can introduce and connect people I'm nowhere around. And they are starting businesses together. They are forming these relationships and holding each other accountable and being accountability partners and helping each other start these things and help people with their dreams. And that's what this is all about. And yeah, so those are the kinds of relationships that we are building within the organization.
Yeah. Just touch on another point there that we can talk. I actually want to find out about your books and then we can talk about the event on the 20th. You said like with business. So you help entrepreneurs set up their business as well? That also
part yeah, of- so we give, uh-huh. We give, so the women who came on the 20th, students will have opportunities to apply for scholarships. The women will have opportunities to, and I mean, they may want scholarships too, but they will have the opportunity to apply for business grants. And so again, we can't just talk about socioeconomics and, what's going on, unemployment, all these things without saying, okay, so what are we going to do about it? I have very little patience for sitting around talking about things without a plan of action.
Without action, yeah.
Yeah. And so these business grants, we've been giving $500 US in the scholarships and the business grants. And we have two chapters in Zimbabwe. So that's where we launched the Sister Accord Africa in Zimbabwe in the middle of the pandemic. So I couldn't travel there. So technology allowed me to be able to expand globally with our first African chapter in Zimbabwe. So we have two chapters in Zimbabwe, one in Harare and one in Bulawayo. And we have one chapter in Malawi. And then on the 20th, we launched the chapter here in South Africa.
Yeah. And let's talk about the event on the 20th. So I did go, what was the event like? What was the response? And so forth.
Oh my goodness, brother. Everyone in the room, we were all crying. There was so much joy in that room. And what, oh my gosh, when you're trying to get me to cry all over again. When Mrs. Sophia said to me, she said, "I'm so happy." She said, "I felt the love the moment." And this is what everyone says. As soon as they step into the doors, wherever our event is, they're like, "I've been to events here so many times before," people will say, all over the world. "But there was something special when I stepped into your event." And that's what Mrs. Sophia said. She's 85. She's like, "I've never experienced something like this." She says she's never experienced anything like this. And then when she hugged me, brother, she says, I don't want to let you go. What? Yeah. I mean, this woman is someone I admire so deeply. And the love that we exchanged was so incredibly powerful. Lives were transformed. People were like, I am not leaving here the same way that I came. And that's what our is about.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, like, how will the chapter in South Africa work? Do you have a physical, a venue where people can go to? Just explain to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what happens, the structure of my organization is we have an ambassador in each country.
Sure.
And so we named our South African ambassador, Ati Rexu. And so she is going to be working with different organizations. We're going to collaborate. In so many instances, people want to go it alone and they start their organization. Then they don't want to work with anyone. That's not how we roll. Collaboration helps us to go farther faster. And so we will be collaborating with organizations who are already doing work, finding ways to fund things. But again, we can't just work with people who aren't serious about serving. We're not doing that. It has to be very serious work about addressing the issues that people are facing in this country.
Yeah, the issues in South Africa is plenty, and I'm sure you've got an ear full of that since you've been here. Like we've got many besides political, right? So then actually, can you just expand a little bit about what you say? Why the other organizations that you guys are working or looking to work with? Who are they? What do they do, and so forth.
So we networked with a number, probably 20, 25 different organizations, leaders that I've met with here, and just talked about what the issues are. What are we focused on? What are you focused on? And how can we come together where 1 + 1 = 1,000, 1 million, 1 billion? And so we will be having additional follow-up conversations to say, okay, where do we want to start? Because this is just our start. And then we're going to go to other parts of the country as well. Johannesburg is the first. Yeah. But we're going to go to other parts of the country as well and establish other chapters. And so getting really clear about the needs and then where are those reputable organizations with people who have a heart and passion and love for people like I do, because bringing like-minded people together is very important. And then we will set our strategy for what we want to do first. Our scholarship and business grant program coming out of the Tea Party will be the first thing that we do, because we'll be opening up the application process. And then we got to read through all the applications and then select our winners and then begin to give the money and then do the work.
So do you have a time frame for all of this? So if my listeners are listening to this, they can sort of, look forward or plan to, for what's
yes. Well, if they were at the Tea Party, yes, if they were at the Tea Party and they're listening, we are working and looking at May, June, over these next 2 months to be able to get the application process started, get the applications in, and be ready to award in that time period. So hopefully by June.
So that's impressive, man. You say you've got chapters throughout most of SADC. Are those, just a sort of a closing question on that, are those chapters being operational for some time now? Or are they also
the ones in Zimbabwe and Malawi?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the ones in the state?
The ones in Zimbabwe and Malawi.
So we started those 2021 and 2022 and 2023. So we were right in the midst of the pandemic when we first started.
Oh, yes.
And when I tell you, you would not believe how powerful, in the midst of a global pandemic, that the results that, because I'm results oriented, the results that we've already seen. So, you know, I'll give you one example of our sister from the first cohort. We gave her the $500. She planted seeds. You got to go to my YouTube channel, the Sister Accord channel.
We'll post all the links to your various stuff that I've done. Yeah, sorry to break you. Yeah, continue.
You will see this sister, her heart, the harvest is just like so plentiful. Guess what? Now she supplies her produce to the grocery stores and the hotels in Zimbabwe. So we literally, like she said, you transformed my life. People are able to use their gifts and talents with this infusion of cash, and now are being able to manifest things that they dreamed about. In Malawi, we decided, because I don't just go to each country and have this cookie cutter approach. We don't do that. We listen. So in Malawi, I said, let's not start with the tea party. Let's focus on getting people some life skills so that they can take care of themselves and have food to eat. And so one of our students, we had 10 girls and women. And one of our students, when we were interviewing, brother, we interviewed on WhatsApp. Get this. She borrowed a phone and she said on that WhatsApp that she wanted to be a mechanic. And I said, have you ever seen a woman mechanic before? She said, no. And that's why I keep telling people, they always say, if you can see it, you can be it. I said, well, what if you haven't seen it? I want people to dream stuff they ain't never seen before, right? And then watch what happens when we surround them with love and a safe space. And she today is working. She has gone through the training. We paid for the training. She's working as a mechanic. And when I saw the pictures, you know, I started crying. Oh, I was so touched by that. And so we have other people, you know, animal husbandry. I mean, I wanted to just, whatever their interest was, I wanted to make sure that they could get the appropriate training. And so we're getting ready to start the second cohort in Malawi.
Fantastic. Sounds impressive. And from what I can sound like it's also results and you can actually tell you results orientated.
Yes.
Sonia, Jackson, Miles, thank you very much, my sister, for blessing us with your time on my platform. Some really cool stuff that you said here, for sure, man. In closing, you did mention it, like, throughout the conversation, but just, can you just give us, like, your website, contact information, and, yeah.
Yeah, so the Sister Accord, ACCORD, and Sister, SISTER, Accord Foundation.org is our website. Please go to our YouTube channel. We have over 55 million views now. People just love coming to our channel. So the Sister Accord channel, we're on TikTok, the Sister Accord, Instagram, the Sister Accord. We have a fan page on Facebook, the Sister Accord. So I try to keep it simple so that people can remember. X or Twitter. We're also the Sister Accord as well. And so please go to our website, sign up to be one in a billion and stay connected to the work that we're doing so that when we announce things and announce opportunities, people can take advantage.
My sister, thanks so much for coming, man. Bless, you know, from Africa and everybody. Like, it's always good to see people coming here with a good heart and wanting to work with people, not, you know, collaborate with people. So much love to that. To my listeners, if you've got, you know, made it through this far in the video, smash that like and subscribe button and check me out next week. A lot of dope stuff coming on. And Sonia, enjoy the rest of the afternoon. It's a beautiful early autumn day in South Africa. So enjoy your lunch or whatever you have after that. And we'll be in touch soon. One love.
Thank you, brother.
One love, my sister.